How do you join or place membership in the church that Jesus the Messiah is building? It is not possible to join the church of the Messiah Jesus, and no man or woman has any voice in its membership. In the book called The Acts of the Apostles, in the second chapter, verses 41 through 47, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Again, "And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." The Lord Jesus adds those to his church that should be saved. Those that receive his words and are baptized for the remission of sins, he adds to his church. You cannot join or place membership in the church of the Messiah Jesus. It is not a religious organization or sect governed by men or women. And in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, which was written by the Apostle Luke in the 16th chapter, verses 14 through 16. Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees here, which was a religious sect that was there in his day. "And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John the Baptist. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it." The Messiah Jesus here again was speaking to the Pharisees, one of the religious sects of his day. He was letting them know that beginning from the time of John the Baptist, a spiritual temple or tabernacle of God began to be built. No longer is the temple or tabernacle of God constructed by the hands of men or women, as it was during the dispensation of the law of Moses, and the temple of God that was built here upon this earth, which was made of things that were of an earthly nature, being an earthly temple and not a spiritual one. In the book of Matthew, which was written by the Apostle Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 16, verses 13 through 18. "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that you are John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, But who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you, You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." God has sent his Son Jesus the Messiah to build a temple or church upon himself. It is a spiritual building made of the spirits of men and women that are obedient to his words. It is the eyes and ears of their spirits that have been attracted to his church. It is the spiritual nature of what Jesus has to offer that appeals to his followers. They worship God in spirit and in truth because God is a spirit. And in the book of John, the Gospel of John, in chapters 15, verses 1 through 6, Jesus speaking here, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he pruneth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Jesus the Messiah reveals that the members of his church are part of him. They are as branches in him, bringing forth fruit unto God. He is the true vine. They have been drawn to him and cleansed by obeying the living word of God known as the gospel. No one can bear fruit to God without being a member of the Messiah's church. Those that are not are as withered branches, suitable only to be cast into the fire and burned. And in the epistle, the letter of Ephesians, that the Apostle Paul wrote to the congregation, the assembly that was in Ephesus in his day, in chapters 1, verses 20 through 23, he wrote to them about the great power of God that he worked in the Christ, in the Messiah, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. There is no other church recognized by God or authorized by God. Only Jesus the Messiah is the head of his church. No man or woman on this earth has ever been given this power by God. His church is not only known as the church, it is also known as the kingdom and as his body. The church, the kingdom, and the body are all used to describe those that have been called out by the gospel of the Messiah Jesus to assemble or congregate in his name. And back in the Gospel of John again, in the third chapter, verses 1 through 6, we find that there was a man of the Pharisees who was named Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews. And the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. You cannot see his church with the eyes of your flesh. It is not made of steeples, crosses, and stained glass windows. His church does not attract you with rock and roll or country western style music, concerts, and choirs, or any type of entertainment. His church does not lure you with dinners, and it does not engage in selling merchandise of any kind. The nature of the Messiah Jesus Church is spiritual and not earthly. When a man or woman is baptized in water for the forgiveness of sins, they are also baptized with the Holy Spirit, being born again of the water and of the Spirit. In a book called 2 Corinthians, which was written by the Apostle Paul to the church, the assembly that gathered in Corinth at that time, in the 11th chapter, verses 13 through 15, he wrote to them there, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of the Christ, of the Messiah. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." Again, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. "Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work." Yes, even Satan's ministers are transformed into ministers of righteousness. You can join or place membership in the churches that Satan and his ministers build. Satan and his ministers cannot build a spiritual building, but they construct edifices or buildings for public worship that are carnal or of an earthly nature. Satan and his ministers must use lies and deceit to cause their churches to appear as spiritual. His ministers write many books and pamphlets to teach their false doctrines. It is the eyes and ears of his followers' flesh that have been attracted to his churches. It is the carnal or earthly nature of what his churches have to offer that makes them appealing. You can see Satan and his ministers' churches with the eyes of your flesh. They are made of steeples, crosses, and stained glass windows. His churches do attract you with rock and roll, or country western style music, concerts, or choirs, and entertainment of all varieties. His churches do lure you with dinners, and they do engage in the selling of merchandise of every kind. The Apostle Peter, in a letter that he wrote, which is called 2 Peter, in the second chapter, verses 1 to 3, he wrote, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false prophets among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." You know, the Lord Jesus gave a warning, and you can find that over in the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, written by that apostle. And it's in the 7th chapter of that book, verses 21 through 24, and the Messiah Jesus warns that there will be many that believe they are his followers and are not. And here's what he said: "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? And Jesus comes back and says, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. Only those who hear and do his sayings have been added to his church and are built upon his foundation. Keeping the sayings of religionists and sectarians is not acceptable to God. They may speak the name of the Lord Jesus, but he does not know them." In part 3 of the church, more of what Jesus the Messiah revealed will be provided. Please take the time to listen and examine his words.